grows in wet places?
Rice.
Okay, is that grown around here at all?
There was some wild rice growing here, but never commercially.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Bootleg.
Is bootleg whiskey just any illegal whiskey, regardless of quality?
Any illegal whiskey is bootleg whiskey.
What about whiskey that's made out in the woods and it's kind of...
That whiskey was made by a moonshiner.
Uh-huh. What do you call that kind of whiskey?
Shine.
Is that, when you talk about shine, is that just any kind of whiskey prepared that way? Or is it good whiskey or poor quality whiskey?
Regardless of quality, we call shine.
What if it's very poor quality? Like, dangerous?
We had a name for it. Can you prompt me?
I don't know.
I can only think of bad shine, but we did have a name for it, but I can't think of the name.
Did you ever hear the term splow?
Never.
What about beer that you make at home?
Homebrew.
And say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell someone, would you just
smell it.
Okay. And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the real maple syrup.
Or this is gin.
Genuine.
And if you're buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you say you're buying it in...
bulk.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits.
Well, we always use butter. Some people use margarine.
Or jam.
Jam or jelly.
And what you season food with, what you have on the table.
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
I want an apple.
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
over there.
Did you ever say over yonder or yander?
No, but I've heard of it, but I never did say it. But people here do say over yonder.
Uh-huh. How does that sound to you? Does it sound just uneducated or old-fashioned?
Right, I don't object to it, but it sounds uneducated.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
And
a lot of people here say, do it that way.
That way.
That way.
Did you ever say that?
I wouldn't say it, no.
And if you don't have any money at all, you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Or if you've never had any money, you're...
pauper.
Or... another way of saying that, you'd say you're I'm not a rich man, I'm
a poor man.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child, what father was rich. Next door was a child.
Whose father was rich.
And you have a lot of peach trees. You say you have a peach.
Orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard. He'd tell you, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
Who owns that?
And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat, is the...
pit.
What about in a peach?
We had another name for a peach seed, but I can't remember it.
You ever hear stone or kernel?
Peach stone, yeah. I've heard of peach stone.
What do you call that part inside, you know, when you break it open, there's a smooth little part?
I believe we call it the kernel.